This podcast is brought to you by Winter Scribbler Publishing, where reality and imagination turn into delicate harmony of scripts and illustrations.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to WLW Podcast. WLW stands for Women Love Women. Today, I would like to explore more on the subject of avoidance. Before I start this episode, whatever I shared here is based on with reference to whatever I had experienced. And then I wrote it in this book, expressed in poems and also letter-like writings. And the episodes that I covered are basically the main pattern that I noticed whenever there is this relationship that I went through with the women I was interested in all this while. But this pattern does not even exist when I went out with guys. I mean, when I used to go out with guys. One of these patterns I would like to talk about is actually avoidance. Every relationship which I had with those friends I was interested with, present and past tense, there is this one specific point that I will go through this stage of trying to avoid them. It doesn't matter whether when or after how long I have known them, or how long I have gone out with them. This avoidance stage occurred when my brain started to think something else apart from going ahead with that friendship I am already having with them. This will be when I started to think too much. Especially asking myself questions like, is this right or wrong to feel this way towards the person? Is feeling like this acceptable? Or statements like, she doesn't feel the same way, so I should distance myself from her. She's probably uncomfortable with me, so I think it is time to stay away. Okay, this kind of mind-boggling assumptions and thinking will be like the first step towards my agenda to avoid them. And they will not notice it, actually. I mean, most of them don't. The only one who realizes it is, I guess, the recent one. The reason I avoid them most of the time is actually for my own advantage. I have to because I feel like I need to. And I don't even know what to do if I don't. Unless they are single, not straight probably, which is difficult to know, then it could be easier. But didn't I already face this similar situation 7 years ago? It is a tad confusing sometimes on how to handle it, but most of the time I realize avoiding is the only solution for me, for my own benefit and also for them too. I mean, the only unsuccessful avoidance was with the friend I was interested in 13 years ago. She didn't know I was interested in her for sure, because I also was not really sure at the time, but if she could guess, well, great. What she did was she put me back in, and we are now close friends, still like we used to. Those who I avoided are the ones with intensity level 8 to 10. So those below that, I don't need to because I don't really hang out with them. They are basically there circling in my mind, but we don't pursue it too much. What I normally did when I avoid them. So what kind of excuses will I give? Well, I don't say it out loud. I will do things like I will ignore their text messages, or I will reply late, although I miss them badly, you know. I will reply their text messages very short and in a few words, which is rude, I know. And when we meet, I will try to avoid eye contact, like it is automatic. It's like automatic, seriously. And actually, the only one I avoided eye contact was with the one I was writing about in this book most of the time. I mean, I will talk to her, but I will not see her eye to eye. I just couldn't. I don't know. And frankly, it was very, very obvious. There was one time she asked me before, what's the reason? Personally, from my perspective, I guess avoidance is alright as long as the reason does not harm anyone. I mean, if this is the way to handle the problem and control the issue at hand, I feel like why not, right? If you have some other ideas on how to handle this kind of similar situation, please do share with me. I am really curious if there are other methods just so that it will not hurt my feelings or the person I was into. Don't follow mine if it is not, you and I have a different situations in hand. Sometimes I feel like it is me who are not interested to commit in relationships. Doesn't matter about whether the person is taken or not. I mean, I had opportunities in various ways, but most of it ended up similar to this. A friend of mine actually did say this out loud to me, as in what was in my mind. It could be me who is actually not interested, so that it's why I am giving all these excuses to avoid and end it. I don't know, maybe, I guess. Alright, this episode is a bit short because I feel like whatever I'm speaking is based on somewhat similar to the past episodes and I've been avoiding, so I'm not sure whether it is the correct solution, but anyway, at the moment it seems like it is the correct solution. I mean, I cannot imagine any other solution that I could think of at the moment. But anyway, for the live recording of this podcast, please visit our YouTube channel with the Scribbler, and I will see you in the next episode. Take good care of yourself. Bye-bye.